HQ presents Endgame by Liz Mistry. Read by Shaheen Khan. Prologue. Ben. Marnie. It is the hottest day of the summer yet, that shimmering heat idling just above the grass. Even in my shorts and strappy t-shirt, just looking at it makes me feel sticky and tired. I want to laze under the massive spreading oak tree with my colouring books. Just sit quietly with my own thoughts. Starting high school after the summer holidays preys on my mind. Such a big step. Such a massive change. I'll be leaving my friends behind because, despite my arguments, they've decided the local comprehensive school isn't good enough for me. I don't get it. If it's good enough for my friends, then why isn't it good enough for me? Do Mum and Dad think I deserve more than Alice or Fiona? That feels wrong to me. Anyway, this was day 5 of my war against the parents. I tried arguing, I tried pleading, and nothing had worked. Today, I was trying silence. The only problem is my annoying little sister, Jilly. Why can't she just find something to do that doesn't involve annoying me? God, she's so lame. So annoying. There she is, trundling out the back door, a plastic bag filled with picnic stuff hanging off her wrist, and a smile as wide as one of those arches on the viaduct we'd visited the other week. I edge my way around the foot of the tree till I'm out of view of the kitchen window and tuck my legs out of sight. Marnie, Marnie, I know you're there. I saw you crawl behind the tree. I've bought snacks. Oh, shut up, Jilly. The heat is making me mardy and Jilly always brings out the worst in me. She's always there. If she isn't harping on at me about something, she's following me and my pals around like a stupid collie dog desperate for a pat. I hate her sometimes. Sometimes I really, really hate her. I know today is your not speaking to anyone day, but you still got to eat, Marn. I've got ice lollies. The ice lollies are tempting. Little dribbles of sweat are trickling down my front and soaking into my new bra. My first bra. I stick my boobs out and study them. 2 fried eggs underneath a padded egg cozy. I don't really need one yet, but Mum had insisted I should wear one before I went to high school. All the girls will be wearing them, Marnie. You don't want to stand out, do you? Even the memory of her words pisses me off. Who the hell is she to tell me to fit in? If I went to the comp in Baildon with everyone else, there'd be no need to fit in, would there? Why can't she see that? Alice and Fiona don't care if I wear a bloody bra or not. I wiggle my shoulders and study my boobs some more. I actually quite like wearing it. Maybe I just don't want to admit that I'm growing up. Starting my periods was bad enough, but sprouting boobies is a step too far. Although they're only small, they still jiggle when I run, and that makes them rub against my t-shirt when I play football. At least the bra stops that from happening. That's another thing. There's no football at the posh new school. Well, not for the girls anyway. Probably not ladylike enough for them. They know how much I love playing football. They know how good I am at it. If I went to Baildon High, I'd get a place on the team, no probs. Now, where am I supposed to play? You can take up a new sport, Marnie. Find something else you like doing. Maybe hockey or volleyball. I don't want to play bloody hockey or bloody stupid volleyball. I want to play football. That's what I want to play. Tears well in my eyes and I brush them away before Jilly comes into sight again. A shadow blocks the sun from me and there she is, all smiles and eagerness as she flops down beside me cross-legged. Come on, Marnie, have a lolly. You don't need to speak, but you can have a lolly. Her face is all puckered up, her forehead all covered in lines and her lips are all wobbly, like she doesn't know what to do for the best. I know she's worried about me. I take pity on her and without smiling, I hold out my hand and she slaps
Sample complete. Ready to continue?